For several years, I've been receiving an email news called News Tips from a guy named Marty Winston. It's always full of interesting product teasers and leads. It took me a while till I noticed in the footer that he was based right here in Novelty, Ohio. One of the coolest things that Marty does is hold an annual event at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas called Cherry Pickers. He awards a bunch of exciting first-class products the News Tips Cherry Picks designation. Then he invites the press to the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas to see the products firsthand. One of the cherry picks this year was from Sling Media, with their Sling Catcher product. You may already be familiar with the Sling Box. If not, Brian Jacket of Sling will fill you in this podcast. If you really like your sports, movies, TV shows, and other items from the content cloud, Sling has a product for you. Check it out. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue, in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. All right, we're here at the Wynn Hotel speaking with Brian Jacquet with Sling Media. And Brian, for some of our listeners who aren't familiar with the Sling Box, can you explain us, what is the Sling Box?
Sure, Dan. The Sling Box basically is a little piece of hardware that you connect to your cable box, satellite receiver, or even just your basic analog cable at home. It connects to any different service provider that you have. And then you also connect it to your internet connection. And it allows you then to watch and control your living room television on your PC, your Mac, or a lot of different mobile phones anywhere in the world. So basically the Sling Box stays at home connected to your broadband and your source, and you install software on any of these other computing displays, and you use an internet connection to basically log into your Sling Box back at home, and it streams that live feed over the internet to wherever you happen to be. Now, you have a DVR at home, even better. You can watch recorded shows. You don't have to watch them live. You can record a show if you happen to be out of your house and not near your TV, and maybe there's a big game that's coming on that you want to catch. So it really gives you the living room television experience anywhere.
Well, Brian, I've got a great story that relates the power of Sling Box, the convenience of it. Lev Agonik, who's the Chief Information Officer of Case Western Reserve University, was in Cape Town, South Africa a few weeks ago. And while I was freezing at the Cleveland Browns-Buffalo Bills game back in Cleveland in the Snow Bowl, Lev was able to watch that game in the balmy temperatures of Cape Town, South Africa, using the Sling Box they set up at his house.
Yeah, we hear those stories a lot. I mean, it is such a great experience for people that are, they can't be in front of their living room television, you know. And the fact is that you can be anywhere. You can be in Africa. You can be at the office in Cleveland, right? Just away from your television, and you can be in halfway around the world. So it truly gives you that little slice of home wherever you happen to be. And I think that we. We love to hear those stories from customers all the time.
And now you've got something called a Sling Catcher. What's a Sling Catcher?
So the Sling Catcher, the best way I can describe it initially is that it's a reverse Sling Box. And what that means is that one of the things that customers have asked us from the very beginning, they've said, I love, your friend, right? I love watching my home TV on my computer in Cape Town. But I would love to watch my home TV on another TV. So the Sling Catcher connects to the TV, has only outputs, and it connects to the TV. It allows you, if you have a Sling Box, it allows you to watch your living room television on another TV. Now that other TV could be in another room in the house, or in this case, it could be in Cape Town, right? You connect the Sling Catcher to the TV in Cape Town. It gives you the ability to basically sit back in that lean back mode and watch on a big screen rather than huddled over your laptop. Now, that's one feature of it. The other feature has nothing to do with a Sling Box, but basically what it allows you to do is more and more people have content that they're watching video online, they're watching video on their computers. They would love to be able to watch that great video content on their TV. And what the Sling Catcher does is allows you then to push that content up to the TV to view it on a big screen.
Is this something that you have to be a network engineer to hook up?
No, not at all. Actually, I mean, we've gone through painstaking processes to try to make the setup experience for a sling box and for now the sling catcher very, very easy. I mean, you do need to connect it to your router. More and more people have wireless routers these days. They set up wireless networks in their home, and you know, we make it as easy as possible. I like to say it's easier than setting up a DVD player because, you know, when I use the example of it's as easy to set up as a VCR, people said, well, VCRs aren't that easy.
Sure.
And so I say it's easier than a DVD player. It's easier than a VCR to set up. Typical installs are 15 to 20 minutes tops.
And now, just as a tease, that's the Sling Catcher. You're giving us a tease about a Slingbox Pro HD coming sometime this year. What's that going to offer?
Well, what we've done with the Slingbox Pro HD, which is not going to come out until Q3, is, you know, more and more people have HD televisions, more and more people have HD service these days. And while our existing Slingboxes today will allow you to connect to your HD set-top box, the processing power and the bandwidth that's necessary to stream HD was still, you know, an inhibiting factor. And so what Pro HD does is actually allows you now to stream HD both around the home, so you can stream it to your laptop, or actually if you combine it with a Sling Catcher, you could stream HD from one TV to another TV. There's no down converting, there's no, you know, degrading of the source, which the down converting we would do on the original Sling Boxes. We'd still give you the ability to watch your HD channels, but we'd downgrade the signal to 640 by 480 resolution, and then you'd be able to watch it on your laptop or on your mobile phone. So the Pro HD will allow you to stream HD both in and around the home, as well as if you have a really high-speed bandwidth connection that has really good upload speeds, you can also conceivably stream it outside the home to another laptop computer or to another TV with the Sling Catcher.
So basically, listeners, you can sling that content, that programming that you want to watch to other devices, to other locations, and it's not just TV programming anymore with the Sling Catcher. It's all that great content out on the web. Well, thanks, Brian.
Yeah, thank you. Pleasure.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.